everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino back here with an amazing race exit interview. Today we're going to be talking with Zach and Rachel King, the latest team eliminated from the Amazing Race 28 in episode number 9 this past Friday night. Of course, Jessica and I were live with the recap this past Friday night talking about this big photo finish between Zach and Rachel and Kurt and Brody. Very exciting episode, I thought. So we'll find out exactly how close of a finish it was and what went wrong for Zach and Rachel here on the exit interview. Before we get to that, let me just take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, and those are our friends over at AeroCart, AeroCart by Works. It's the 8-in-1 all-purpose carrier where heavy loads are easy to lift and haul. It's like having a wheelbarrow, a trailer mover, and a dolly all in one. I was pushing it around the yard over the weekend with patented turbo lift technology. Makes lifting 200 pounds feel like you're lifting just 17. And with two oversized wheels, even awkward loads stay balanced so you never have to strain your back, which would be especially useful when you're doing any of these amazing race roadblocks, moving salt around left and right, no problem whatsoever. Move it all, lift it all, haul it all, just like a know-it-all. That's what you can do with the Works AeroCart. You can see it in action at works.com. So go ahead and how about 10% off at checkout and free shipping when you go to aerocart.com, enter promo code RHAP at checkout to receive free shipping and 10% off. That's aerocart.com, AeroCart.com. Receive free shipping plus 10% off at checkout. All right, it looks like that we have Zach and Rachel on the line. Let's go ahead and patch them in. Zach and Rachel, are you there?
Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Excited to talk to you guys. I thought it was a really exciting episode the other night. I really thought that you guys were going to pull it out, that all of the clues were pointing to Brody just having a meltdown, and that you guys were going to pull it out. And I couldn't believe it when you guys ultimately, you had to walk the plank even.
Yeah, but that was cool, though. We felt like it was one of the cooler exits that we've seen, so we were excited to do that.
Yeah, so what happened to you guys after you walked the plank? It was just like, Phil's like, well, we've got no room for you on the boat, so you're not going where we are, so just get the hell out of here.
Yeah, well, I think we did that like 3 times, but
okay.
I never heard what happened, but I think I was like, Phil, can we jump off the boat, or off the ship, or whatever it was? And he was like, yeah, that'd be sweet, get off the plank right now, and so we just jumped, and it was a cool way to end for us.
Okay, well, let's go back to the leg the other night, because we were talking about how, you know, all the other teams, they had the person who had the more physical strength from the group doing that task. Was there any way that you guys were able to sort of preview the roadblock and get a sense that maybe it might be a better task for Zach to tackle?
No, so we read the clue. It was hard to tell, but you kind of read the clue right by the box where it was closer to the street, and you had to like turn a corner to go to the beach. So we really didn't see anything. So we were pretty much blind guessing. And we kind of were doing our best to switch off and on Roblox to keep it even. And it was kind of just my turn.
Yeah. We saw during the episode that it was a whole big thing about how Kurt had reached 6 roadblocks, and then that basically Brody had to do all of them from here on out. Was that a factor for you guys? Had Zach done so many where it was a numbers issue?
It wasn't as close as that for a number issue. It was more just we wanted to... Zach is really good at puzzles, and we just wanted a little bit more of a kind of a safety belt going into, you know, towards the end of the race where either of us could do it. If we had more, you know, of a visual, we knew, oh, Zach can do this one better. We wanted the opportunity to say, Zach can do it. We didn't want to get to it and have to have someone be completely out and someone have to do them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, Rachel, now it seemed like that when you guys were doing that task, it seemed like that you were struggling a bit, but we really couldn't tell how long it took to ultimately get the water and salt the sand that they said in the episode. And then it did seem like you picked up a lot of time when you had to fill the bags with the salt. Can you just let us know sort of like time-wise how much each part took?
I think the sand, like watering the sand, took 45 minutes, maybe up to an hour. And then, I don't know, the salt one was a lot faster. And thankfully, the guys struggle because they have such big hands. Mm-hmm. And so that was where I got to make up some time because my hands were so much smaller. So I had a little bit of an easier time tying the bag. And so I would say between scraping the sand and tying, it was like maybe 15 minutes. It was like nothing compared to the watering.
Okay. And then, Zach, you came in and had to put the kite together just like Legos. And then how long did that ultimately take for you to do? Did you guys make up a lot of time there?
Yeah, I mean, I was going as fast as possible on the kite. There was kind of just a process you had to follow. And because other teams had gotten there first, you know, it was hard for me to speed up a lot of kind of going full force. So, you know, I thought as we were doing it, you know, I thought Brody struggling. And I was like, maybe this is, you know, where we're going to make up some time if his strength isn't in the puzzle here. And, but then, you know, he took off just, you know, a few minutes before me and they jumped in their cab. Even that, you know, 3 or 4 minute head start got into the boats quicker, which, you know, we rode as fast as we could and hard as we could. But, at that point it was physical strength and they had that on us.
Yeah. Could you take us through the boat race? How close was that ultimately as you guys were heading towards Phil out on the water?
Well, that boat rowing was actually very difficult. We had to go a specific course based on an instructor that was with us.
Okay.
And it was probably 25 to 30 minutes of rowing out in the ocean.
Oh, wow.
So it was not like an easy paddle. And, so based on the course, it was nearly impossible to pass someone. Like, you'd have to have incredible muscle strength to like catch up and pass them. So we worked as hard as we could to pass, but it was a good amount of rowing challenge.
Now, were you guys or were any of the teams aware that Brody and Kurt had already used the express pass that they had from a couple of weeks ago?
No, I didn't know that they had. I didn't know they had used the express pass because I think in this episode only the Roosters knew that.
And you can see in the episode Zach asked Brody, and it was kind of like this awkward crickets because he didn't answer.
And so, did you guys feel like that they had just made a colossal mistake by holding on to it, and that they might have been eliminated?
I think at the point of the kites when it was just Kurt and I sitting on the beach, I kind of assumed at this point that there was a reason that they weren't just like leaving and running to the finish line.
Okay.
And Kurt made it very obvious, like, we're staying. It's between the two of us. Like, Kurt and I talked that through while we were waiting for the guys to finish. So I think at that point, we weren't even thinking about why they weren't using the express pass. It was now we have a foot race or a rowing race to the pit stop. And we didn't know we were rowing until they got their clue and they were done with the kite.
All right, let's go back a little earlier in the season. Could you guys take us back to that bus ride in Colombia where it was a matter of the zeros on the money and you guys not having the denominations right? Could you just take us through what happened there, what the problem was?
So Zach was collecting people to come on the bus and I was doing the banking of the money. It was just a very stressful situation because people were coming on the bus and then they wouldn't pay. So then they'd jump off. You're trying to track like who has paid, who hasn't, who needs change, who hasn't. So the main two problems I faced was one, they didn't want to give me their money. So it was kind of like, you know, this foreigner that's now asking for my bus fare. Why would I give you my bus fare? And then the biggest problem was that a lot of them needed change. And within the stressful situation, somehow change was given out of the bank. Basically, our collecting money and our bank money got combined, mm-hmm. and we didn't realize it. So we didn't count to make sure that we had enough bank as well as how much we needed to collect, if that makes sense.
Okay. Now, it seemed like in the middle, early part of the race, it did seem like you guys were struggling. But then after a while, as we start to get to, you know, leg 6, leg 7, you guys seem like you really started to figure out you guys come in first place in leg number 7. Was there an adjustment that you guys made around the middle point in the race?
Yeah, I mean, we were just starting to get our pace down. And
I think it was also confidence, too. Like, we started to get a couple legs under our belt. And then I know for me, I got more and more confident and was more and more, I don't know what the words are. I was just was more and more ready to take on these challenges. I think when you start, there's a little bit more nerves and anxiety. And
yeah, there's a pace you somehow start figuring out if you're lucky enough to kind of stay in the race where you get into your groove, you know, with your partner. But there's also like you start reading the clues a little bit better. You learn that to pay attention for these little details, even, you know, check if a taxi has a full tank of gas or not before you get in it. Little things like that, that even though they're really tiny, you know, issues, they really add up to be big problems down the road if you're not paying attention. So if you do stay in the race long enough, naturally, I think most teams just start figuring out those little quirks.
Well, and you know, it is a game, and the more you play a game, the better you get. And so I think, you know, the more legs that we had, the better we were getting at the game.
And confidence.
Now, what were some of the highlights of the running the race together that you guys had over these nine legs?
We loved our individual time together because you're racing and you don't get a phone or computer or internet access. So it was for Rach and I really a time for us to be together like 100% of the time. And luckily, I mean, it was good for our marriage in that respect, but we got to talk more than we normally do and have conversations in like a really concentrated format. You know, it wasn't even just all about the race, but it was just about life and how each other are doing.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for the race aspect, highlight for sure is winning Georgia leg and coming out with a win under our belt, as well as, you know, even little things like we both hate snakes and kind of conquer that fear and have
bonded
a snake around my neck.
Yes.
Yeah, it was, you know, we kind of were like, all right, we did that. Don't ever need to do that again.
Yeah.
So, and just the to be able to go to these places and experience these things also, you know, our memories will have forever that we'll get to, you know, we're excited. We joke. We're going to, you know, watch the season with our kids when they, you know, are old enough to understand what's going on and be able to share that with them. And so I think that's just a cool takeaway as well.
Now, you guys work together in real life with everything that you guys are doing online. Did the working dynamic between you change at all after the race? Did you guys learn anything in running this race?
I think the biggest thing is communication. I mean, if you don't communicate in this race, you will butt heads and you will, you know, be running opposite directions or things won't work as well. And I think for us, you know, coming home, we were put in very stressful situations where we had to communicate. So now if we have, you know, a little bit of an issue or a work problem or something, I feel like we're better at communicating right off the bat. I'm like, what's going on? What do we need to do to solve it? Because in the race, that's literally your conversation. What's the problem? How can we solve it?
Now, you guys are so nice, but were there any teams that rubbed you guys the wrong way when you guys were out there running the race? There had to have been somebody.
No, we didn't get, you know, it's like kind of natural, but the people that first got out,
yes.
I remember the first time we saw Darius and Cam was a little awkward because, you know, we had beat them in leg number, was it number two?
Yeah.
In Cartagena. Just on a, like, he honestly should have won because he just needed to turn in his bag before us and he didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
And because of that, you know, we beat them. And so I remember seeing him in the airport for the first time after they had been in the sequester where you wait. And it was a little awkward, but, you know, they're still in social media, and that's my job, too. So you almost don't want to, like,
right,
have any bad relationships come out of it because we will end up working together at some point.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, this is now in the race, you know, this past episode was really kind of a turning point for teams not being as friendly, not working together, and really focusing on their own race. And I think, you know, the longer you stay in and compete in that element, the more you're going to rub each other the wrong way. And so for us, I think if we had stayed in a little bit longer, there might have been more of that tension. But
yeah. Well, Zach and Rachel, very sad to see you guys go. Believe me, you guys were on my fantasy team. I was really pulling for you guys both this season, but you guys have so many great things going on outside of the race that, you know, all the best of continuing success for you both.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. Have a good one. Take care.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Zach and Rachel, the final cut, king and queen here on the podcast. And so you have to see them go out down to just five teams left in the Amazing Race. We will pick up our Amazing Race action with episode number 10 of the season this Friday night, when Jessica and I will be live once again at 9:15 p.m. Eastern time on robisawebsite.com. All right. Hope you can join us then. Looking forward to reading your comments on robisawebsite.com about our interview with Zach and Rachel. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.